Hey, Bethany, what did the ocean say to the beach?
Ooh, I don't know. What?
Nothing. It just waved.
Nice one. I have one for you. Why do seagulls fly over the sea?
Why?
Because if they flew over the bay, we'd have to call them bagels.
Good gravy. These jokes remind me of my dad.
Well, that's perfect timing because it's our 10 News Father's Day special. I'm Bethany Van Delft. It's Saturday, June 18th, and this is no ordinary episode of the 10 News. This is the 10 News Gets Extra.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6,
5, 4, 3,
2, 1.
It's Father's Day. It's a day to celebrate the dads and the dad-like figures in our lives, including movie dads. Right now, we're counting down our top 10 film fathers. Starting with a father, a fish, and a finder, it's Marlin, the dad from Finding Nemo. He goes on a long, scary journey to find his son Nemo.
Thank goodness. It's all right, son. It's gonna be okay.
Next on our list is Arthur Weasley. Harry Potter wouldn't be Harry Potter without Fred, George, Ron, and Ginny's dad, the funny and protective Mr. Weasley.
Tell me, what exactly is the function of a rubber duck?
And coming in strong is the king of dads, Mufasa. Simba's dad in Lion King. He's wise, he's kind, he would do anything for his cubs.
I think those hyenas were even scarier.
Because nobody messes with your dad.
And speaking of lions, the dad from We Bought a Zoo is next on our list. Benjamin Mee is a newly single dad who buys a zoo with his kids, giving them a totally unique childhood.
Sometimes all you need is 20 seconds of insane courage, and I promise you, something great will come of it.
And that brings us to another dad giving his daughter a unique childhood. It's Belle's dad, Maurice, from Beauty and the Beast. He's dedicated to finding and freeing his daughter.
My daughter? Odd? Where would you get an idea like that?
This dad might be a bit of a throwback, but I bet your dad remembers this movie. It's Mr. Mom. One of the first stay-at-home dads on the big screen, this movie is hilarious. And speaking of funny dads, Bob Parr, aka Mr. Incredible, cracks us up in The Incredibles. He also learns to be a better dad just by being himself and loving his kids.
I feel like the maid. I just cleaned up this mess. Can we keep it clean for 10 minutes?
I've got two words for you. Indiana Jones. Indy's dad, Professor Jones, appears in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. He's grumpy but lovable, and he and Indiana learn from each other while fighting Nazis.
Don't worry, I'm fine, thank God.
Our penultimate dad, that means second to last, is Geppetto, Pinocchio's father. Geppetto builds Pinocchio and loves him, despite, you know, him being a puppet. He's so happy to be a dad. And Tom Hanks will be playing Geppetto in the new live-action version. And topping the list of best movie dads is a dad with daddy right in the name. It's Daddy Warbucks from Annie. He's a rich old curmudgeon who starts out fostering Annie, and she teaches him how to be a great dad. And that's our 10 News Top 10. We're sending snaps to the dads out there, and make sure to give high fives to all the dads and the dad figures in your life. We love when dads do one of the daddest things they can do, tell a dad joke. We asked tenors for their best dad jokes, and you all delivered. Buckle up for a dad joke journey.
Hi, I'm Jack from Oakland, California. I'm 9, and this is my dad joke. How do you know a joke is a dad joke? Because the answer is a parent.
Hi, this is Sun from the Middle School Mind Podcast, and here's my dad joke. I feel so bad about the cheese factory in France. All that was left was debris.
Hi, my name's Bennett. I live in San Diego, California. My favorite dad joke goes like this. I'm hungry. Hi, hungry. Nice to meet you.
Hi, my name is Hannah. I'm 12 years old, and my favorite dad joke is, what do you call 5 security guards at a Samsung store? Guardians of the Galaxy.
Hi, my name is Kiana. I'm 15, and my favorite dad joke is, why did the golfer bring 2 pairs of socks to the golf course? Because he might get a hole in one.
Hi, my name is Evan. I live in San Diego, California, and my favorite dad joke is, a kid walks up to his dad. The kid says, Dad, I have a problem. The dad says, Son, there are no problems, just opportunities. Then the kid says, well, I have an opportunity of a toaster fire.
Hi, my name is Bella, and I have a dad joke. Why did the student bring a ladder to school? Because he wanted to go to high school.
Hi, my name is Maddie. I'm 7 years old, and today I'm going to be reading you a dad joke. I got a great pizza joke for you. Never mind, it's too cheesy.
The corniest joke my dad has ever said is, a horse walks into the bar and the bartender says, why such a long face?
Thanks, Tenors. We love hearing your dad jokes. It's like a wet willy for my heart. Hey, Tessa, do you have any fun father facts?
Hey, Bethany. I do have a dad fact. Do you know how many fathers there are in the whole entire world? Approximately 1.5 billion. That's a whole lot of dad jokes.
Up next, it's time for...
What?
What?
What's the big idea?
Trivia on the 10. Which state was the first to celebrate Father's Day? Is it A, Alabama, B, Pennsylvania, or C, Washington?
Did you guess it?
The answer is C. Washington State resident Sonora Smart Dodd petitioned local church groups and businesses asking them to hold a special day to say thanks to fathers. She was inspired by her own dad, who raised 6 kids by himself after his wife died. Long after the first Washington State celebration in 1910, Father's Day became an official holiday in 1972. That's all for our Father's Day episode. We want to give a shout out to all the dads, biological dads, stepdads, adopted dads, foster dads, and aspiring dads. And we want to acknowledge that not everyone has a dad or a good relationship with their dad or celebrates Father's Day. Sending high fives and snaps to all of you. And before we go, here's a quick note for the grown-ups. Thanks for listening to the 10 News. Look out for our new episodes on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and extras on Saturdays. The 10 News is a co-production of Small But Mighty Media and Next Chapter Podcasts and is distributed by iHeartRadio. The 10 News creative team is writing their own dad jokes and includes Tracy Crooks, Pete Musto, Ryan Willard, Logan DeYoung, and Tessa Flannery. Our production director is Jeremiah Tittle, and our executive producers are Donald Albright and show creator Tracy Leeds Kaplan. I'm Bethany Van Delft, and thanks for listening to the 10 News. Want to hear my dad's favorite joke? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow. Interrupting cow. Moo. Okay, it's not my dad's favorite joke. It's my favorite joke.